B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
Hey, good morning and happy February. Yes, it is Feb 1st. It's Wednesday morning. But January behind us.
Yeah, and February's getting serious.
Oh, my God.
January might have been long and arduous, but at least it was warm.
Yeah, it was nice. January is weather-wise, we're okay with it. But February coming in mad and cold. Let's give you, for instance, today, yeah. Snow showers and a high of 31. So there's that. That's the lowest high we've had in a while.
Right.
Down to 22 tonight. And clouds tomorrow, sunny and 39. But let's shoot Friday, sunny and a high of 25. Here we go.
And then Saturday.
Saturday, bitterly cold and a high of 15.
Bitterly cold. This is the moment where I wish I had a fireplace, like an actual wood-burning fireplace.
Yeah.
Because then you just cozy up by the fire, and that's nice. But I don't.
Then what happens?
I just have a husband who turns up the heat, and it makes me crazy.
You see the picture of my puppy yesterday?
Yes. You and your puppy. I'm like, here he goes again.
I know. All right. I will not post anymore.
Have to. It's so funny, though. It's like it's like a mom with a new baby. Like, I like the outfit.
I know. I can tell. I should just. Stop. That was it. My last puppy post.
No,
if you don't want him, I will not. That's it. We're going to keep our puppy post to ourselves.
No, don't you dare.
Yeah, so
I reserve the right to make fun of you for it.
Yes, you do. So, yeah, I know. I'm a proud puppy papa.
You are a puppy papa. It's puppy very cute. I'm living vicariously. What's great about it is I don't have to get a puppy.
Well,
because you have one, and I get to look at the picture.
Boy, if you had a party this weekend, we might bring the puppy.
Too bad you have to go outside in 15 degree weather.
Yeah, nope, not going to do that. You have a nice spot where she can squat.
Yeah, right in the middle of
a little squat
truck
spot.
Route. Yeah, you got to be careful with dogs on my street.
Yeah, no, we won't. Don't bring it, we promise. So where was I going with that? Yes, fireplace. She was sitting next to her going, hey, Pop, turn this on.
I know, right?
You know, you seen the price of propane?
Oh, Pop.
I said, look, puppy, the price of propane is popping. It's all Putin's fault. Anyway, we should move on.
Can we?
It's going to be cold this weekend. That's what I'm getting at.
Uh-huh.
All right, so we should let people know today, LBF, if you got some bills to pay, who doesn't after December? We're going to help you out with that with the 10K No Repeat Work Day.
That's right? Great.
So today, the chance to win your share of that is at 4 o'clock, 4 to 10. That's J-Bo Jones time. So J-Bo will give you a chance to get that cash.
Pretty good, right? That's great.
All right, so be listening 4 to 410 today. I'll give you the keyword to text in for your money. You can go buy a new puppy with that.
I could go buy a new puppy.
Yeah.
Or maybe like some propane for the persnickety puppy.
There it is.
So Pop can be.
Okay, we're probably done. Rip off another page from your calendar, LBF.
Okay.
You still have a calendar?
I haven't even checked it lately.
I mean, a paper one.
Yeah, I do at home.
Oh, you still have
it.
No kidding. That's good.
We have backups, and I still miss things.
Yeah, you see, we got a lot going on.
Do I? Not really.
I mean, with Lucy and, school and your husband.
I have no excuse.
Stuff.
It's awful.
So anyway, it's February 1st.
You
know, so I was telling you off air, because what we like to do on the show is if people wonder what happens when we're playing music, this fine 80s stuff.
Yeah.
We're talking about what we did last night.
Okay.
And you said you ate wicked early, so now you're kind of hungry.
I am.
You ate wicked early last night.
Yeah.
What'd you have?
I had cauliflower rice and ground turkey and mushrooms and onions and spinach.
Yeah, exciting. I mean, it can taste great, but that's why you're hungry this morning.
Right.
Well, I grilled salmon last night.
Okay.
And you're probably thinking, Bob.
Who cares?
That's insane. Wait, I don't.
Wait, no.
I mean,
yeah.
Did you say that out loud? Because you do that, when the mic's not on, but I didn't think you'd do it with it on.
No,
but that's fine.
Kid, tell
okay,
me
good.
More.
All right, who cares?
Tell me more.
I'll tell you who cares. You want to know who cares, LBF? People like me who have a commitment to excellence.
Oh, yes?
Commitment to excellence is what I stand for.
I obviously don't. So I'm interested.
All right. Now, I could have taken the salmon and I could have put it in the air fryer. Uh-uh. That's not excellence. That's not commitment to excellence.
Okay.
I could have broiled it or baked it. But no, I said, this salmon needs to be blackened and grilled.
Does it?
And put on my plate.
Okay.
So There it was.
You went out in the cold. Cold weather. Put your Long Johns on.
Yeah, I put my coat on, my WROR winter coat. Thank you very much.
Yeah, obviously you don't care if it gets, you know, lights on fire, but go ahead.
It's warm and toasty.
Yeah, okay, he's not wearing his fancy Johnson and Murphy.
All right, fine.
Yeah, anyway, go ahead.
Jeez. So I grilled, and it was absolutely delicious. Everybody's happy. And I said, you're welcome, because I'm the kind of guy who's committed to excellence.
And do they look at you in unison and say, who cares?
Pretty much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So I don't know why I'm sharing, but here's what
you
I wanted to know.
Yes.
Would Dave grill in this weather?
Why the grill's in the garage.
He grills in the garage.
No, the grill is in the
garage. Oh, the grill's in the
garage. It's put away for the season.
What? Am I the only person, producer Aaron, would you grill in a cold?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you. Commitment to excellence.
Are you guys like cavemen? And it's like, oh, fire. I'm going to get my blackened salmon.
There is.
And I'm going to fire.
Yes.
It's a gas grill. Literally just put it in the oven. It's just the difference between indoor and outdoor.
I think you're wrong about that. Yeah. No, there's difference. It's you get that grilled salmon taste. I won last night's dinner. Sorry to tell you.
You were the only one playing.
Cauliflower. You know,
I got
but
some
still.
News for you. You always win the game if you're the only one playing.
Hey, so apparently there's this trend where women who are tired of online dating,
yep,
because things don't work out as well as you'd think for all the reasons.
Yeah.
So they've decided to take matters into their own hands. Again, doing it old school.
Mm-hmm.
But guess where ladies are going to meet men these days?
Where?
They're going to either the Home Depot,
uh-huh,
or Lowe's.
Okay.
Big box stores with men shopping and doing men stuff.
Okay, let's just stop at the men stuff. They're doing useful stuff.
Okay, what I'm here to bring this information, this intel to you.
Okay.
Because I would like to know from you, LBF, like, why are women going to the Home Depot and the Lowe's, and how are they meeting the men at these stores and why? So what?
Well, first of all, I think it's brilliant because there's nothing better than a useful man.
Okay.
Because I feel like a lot of guys, I don't know, me, I just like it when somebody, like when Dave fixes something, I know. Oh, especially when he talks about like carburetors or whatever. I'm like, that's just amazing because I know nothing about it. All right.
It's just amazing.
And I'm just like, oh my God, right, tell me how you know.
Okay. They're not going
look
to
Allen wrenches. I'm like getting the vapors. Okay.
All right. So let's do this. Are we, I would agree that most women would think, and tell me if we're wrong, that a guy who can fix things is attractive. So
yeah,
that's why they're going to the Home Depot and Lowe's.
It's not a finish. It's
right,
a start.
So what are the ladies looking for?
Okay, here's what you need
at
to
Home
do.
Depot. What are they looking for?
So don't. A couple of don'ts.
Yeah.
Don't approach the man who is like just looking up at like all the options. That's a man who's not decisive. That's a man who doesn't really know what he's doing. And if he doesn't know what he's doing in an aisle at Home Depot, he's not going to know a lot of things.
Okay.
All right, you guys, you got to follow the guy with like, you know.
What's he wearing?
Work boots on, maybe.
Yeah.
No, you're not going to do a farmer bro, okay, who's there on the weekend with his stupid vest and is like, you know.
Flip flops.
Whatever.
No, you
want a guy with. The jeans are a little loose. He's wearing a Carhartt jacket.
Maybe some Red Wing boots.
Maybe. I don't know. And he's like, he goes exactly to the 2x4 section and doesn't have to ask anybody anything. And he's like, give me this.
Wearing jeans, right?
He could be wearing jeans. He could be wearing cargo pants. I'll do it. I'll do it.
Well,
that guy can carry a lot of my crap if he's got some cargo pants on. Yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
You know?
And what's he smell like, this guy?
He smells like a little combination of soap and sweat. I don't need anything
soap
else.
And sweat.
Soap and sweat. That guy knows how to get... You know what?
Done. Yeah.
I like a guy who knows how to get dirty.
Okay.
All right?
What do his
but
hands look like?
Clean.
I'm just wondering.
He doesn't have soft hands, all right? He does not have soft hands.
Yeah, okay. What department do you think you would the best place to probably
not find? Lighting? That's a totally different guy.
Not ceiling fans. No. All right. No. How about
if
the screw?
Track lighting. Forget it. Okay. He's not for you.
How about nails and screws? Is he there?
Yeah. Well, maybe. No. Yeah. I mean, little. Listen.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I'll take it. I don't want anybody in like home decor.
No.
Because that guy has too many opinions.
You want hardware.
I want hardware. Okay. I want hardware. Or, you know, frankly, I'll like even if it's in like the sort of cleanup aisle, I'll be like, you know, a little like, you know, bleach, and then that could get a little tricky. But whatever. You know what I mean.
No, you don't want tape and
no, none of that.
So I hear you. Hardware, guy wearing jeans or cargo pants. Yeah. He's wearing boots, work boots that are scuffed. Do they not? Yeah, nothing new for Christmas.
He's,
right?
Yeah, he's got like 5 o'clock shadow. Yeah, okay. He doesn't care. He's got hands.
Now, how does?
I mean, there's
the woman
nothing
approach,
better than meeting a guy.
But you
got to like
approach
that.
The guy. So I mean, what do you say?
Want to go get a drink?
Wow. you know, there's probably subtler ways, but like, so what do you say?
What do you say? Well, isn't there the whole thing with like the nut and the bolt and the female and the male and the whole bit?
Does the screw fit?
Yeah. Then buy it. Okay. I'll meet you at Applebee's across the way.
Anyway, so that's the one approach LBF has. But it that is the thing. It's
can I just
pretty
say this?
Cool.
Yeah. Don't act like a damsel in distress.
Oh, don't
be
do
cool.
That.
Don't be like, I don't know how this works, because that's dumb. Just be like, hey, what's up? Yeah, I just really that's want great. You to make sure that you don't make the mistakes. You know don't look for a guy who looks like he's wandering around. Stay out of home
just
decor.
Just say hi. Yeah.
Just say hi.
Pro tips.
Yeah,
pro
and
tip.
Then you'll get into like some, like, because if he can't talk, then forget
it. All right,
it.
So if Home Depot is the best place and Lowe's, what's the worst real quick? What would be the worst place to meet a guy in your book? I'd like to hear that one. I think I know.
If he's shopping for himself in Victoria's Secret.
Yeah. So we just talked about if for ladies, if you want to meet somebody this weekend, it's going to be cold, but there might be some single guys and they're all
heating
going
up
to,
at Home Depot.
It is. That's where women are. It's a trend thing. Some TikTok videos of women, you know, approaching single guys at the Home Depot and happy ending.
What?
I mean, things are working out, you know. Everybody's
that
happy.
Escalated quickly.
Everybody's happy. All right.
Well, certainly.
What I mean to say is they're probably still together.
Yes. Okay.
Hi, ROR. Who's this? Hello.
Hi, this is Katie.
Hi, Katie. What's up?
I just had a quick comment about finding a guy who can fix things. My husband is pretty awesome at fixing things. The problem is he never does anything for me at my house. Oh. He's a maintenance man for other people.
That's the caveat. I think that's the thing.
Yeah. We have like 6 unfinished projects at our house. And I'm like, dude, what's going to get done?
Katie, might I suggest some incentives for said husbands?
Okay, really?
Yes. Okay. You can work on the incentive program. Husband likes an incentive program.
Yeah, I won't kill you.
How about a sticker chart?
Exactly.
A sticker chart. What, a gold star?
Yes, gold star. If you get 5 gold stars this week,
what do we
then
get?
You get to live.
No, that is not it. Katie, your incentive board should have,
your incentive board is like right out of like Penthouse Forum.
No, I'm not saying that at all. It could be.
You don't have to say it.
It could be, I'm cooking you your favorite meal.
You have to reach. You're like cooking. What else can I think? Food.
Okay, all right. Back rub for you after all that.
No back rubs. You know what they turn into. Oh. Yuck.
Yep.
Katie,
exactly.
Look, do you want the job done or not? I'm only here to help, okay?
I want him to do it because he wants it to look nice around the house.
I understand.
This is like, that's the caveat of marrying somebody completely useful like that. It's never at your house.
Yeah. Well, I've tried to help. That's all. Yep. I'll leave it at that. Katie, nice incentive program.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thanks, Katie.
Bye, Katie.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye. No, the food's good. You can, I'm going to cook you your favorite meal. Get that job done. That's the incentive.
You still won't do it.
Really?
I know what the secret is.
But. You do know what the secret is to get the job done.
We all do, but you know what? I'd rather have, a bathroom that's half done.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's why Dave never fixes anything at the house. Anyway, we'll get right to it. Just like Tom Brady did, okay?
Okay.
He just made a major announcement regarding his future. Here's what Tom had to say.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. But when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. You only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
Choked up a little bit there. So that's it for TB12. The GOAT has left the building.
I mean, I assume he's telling the truth.
I think he is.
This isn't like, you know, the farewell tour that Elton John is currently having that never ends.
Yeah. No, he didn't milk it. He even just said, I'm not going to do this big announcement thing, get right to the point. He did it. So that's it for Tom. I'm kind of surprised and I'm a little disappointed. And I don't mean in him, but I thought, geez, wouldn't it be great if he went to the 49ers where he would, you know, he went to the games as a kid. I thought that'd be awesome to see it.
Or I think he knew.
I knew he wasn't coming back here. That Time's was just up. Not going to happen. You know, Zoe thought that he was going to go to San Francisco, too, because that's would have been a perfect way to end it. A great team. And Tom, all they needed was a great quarterback.
But listen, here's what he needs to do.
Yeah.
He needs to get on a plane.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah. Go to Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
Tell his bare-bottomed ex-wife that he made a mistake and that he wants to get back together.
Well, she's horseback riding with a jiu-jitsu expert.
Yeah, so no, beat it. That's just a rebound.
Is that all that
and
is?
And then they can find love again.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's what I'm hoping for because I don't care about sports, but I love romance.
I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that story ends with Tom and Giselle, but I do think she said that's why they broke up.
It happened with
J-Lo.
He was
too committed to football.
And Ben.
Yeah.
They had the split and then they got back together.
Yeah, Bennifer, 20 years later.
Yeah. Don't make it 20 years, Tom. Don't.
Go get her, huh?
Go get her. Go get her. This isn't the part in the movie where we're like, way to go, Tom. Go get her.
Yeah, you're right.
And then she's in a factory someplace and he comes in and he lifts her up and everybody says, way to go, Giselle. You did it.
Wrong movie, but I know what you're saying. Okay, that's fine. It's going to be interesting to see if they do get back together, right?
I'm not going to be psyched if he starts dating somebody else. I'd be like, just go back.
Yeah.
Fix it.
But she's been showing her buns everywhere all the time.
But you know what?
Thirsty.
It's probably like.
Is she just trying to make him jealous?
No. Yeah. Did it work? She's
like
here, look at my tushy. I'm retiring. I got to go find her.
Gotta
go to Costa Rica.
I'll search high and low for those.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. The real deal. He's got a deal with Fox TV to be the number one sports NFL analyst.
Yeah, so, like, it's like, what about
$30
Bob?
Million a year.
He's not gone. He's never gone.
$30 million a year.
Yeah, well, that's like stupid
years.
Sports money.
Yeah.
Which makes me nauseous.
Yeah, I know. That's
I wish he'd like really pivot, you know, like, and do like a George W. Bush and start painting.
Okay.
And like just like never talk to anybody again.
All right, well,
but I guess
Tom,
you know,
the goat's got to talk. The goat's got a lot to say. All righty. So there we have it. Tom Brady officially retires. That was his announcement this morning. Short and sweet. In case you missed it, I'm not sure how you could have, but if you did, Tom Brady announced this morning that he is retired. He's done. That's
it. Low-key little Insta post. Hey, big news, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
He must have been bored. He's like, I want to dominate the news today. How can I do it? Okay.
He does in his own Tom Brady way.
Yeah.
So,
just like, is there anything happening that he doesn't want us to pay attention to, like some sort of crypto thing?
Mm-hmm. No, he's done. He said he'd retire when he sucked. And
is that what
he
said?
Yeah. That's that's what he always
I'm
used to say.
When it,
I'll retire when I suck. No. I don't think he does. But he does have a big job waiting for him with Fox, he's going to be on the NFL calling football games. So Tom Brady is not going anywhere.
Yeah, I know. He should have retired when he won the Super Bowl that last time. What he should have. His marriage would be intact.
Yeah.
His reputation would be intact. Mm-hmm. And he would always leave them wanting more. Yeah. I mean, jeez. What do I got to tell him everything?
Yeah. Good news is he doesn't have to eat avocado ice cream anymore.
He will. He was probably the one who introduced it to poor Giselle.
Is that why she left?
Yeah, I'm leaving.
I want real ice cream.
Give me some Neapolitan stat.
Of his avocado ice cream, Tom. She's in Costa Rica hanging out. Yeah, I saw her going horseback riding.
Did she have any pants on?
She did.
Barely.
She did. But there are a lot of pictures of her in her new swimwear.
Yeah, she's a big fan of the assless chap.
Swimming those. she likes the chaps.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe he should go down and go get his girl.
Yes, go get her, Tommy.
Go get her, Tommy. Are they divorced yet?
Yes, they're officially divorced. But you know what? That never stopped anybody.
People
get married again all the time. Mm. Don't let that stop you.
It's in the movies.
Go get her.
It's in the movies.
No, it's in Hollywood, but it's in the real. People get married again. Elizabeth Taylor, somebody else.
Boy, you're on top of that one. Yeah.
Okay. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Bob and LBF in the morning. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, let's say good morning to our player today from West Roxbury. It's Ethan. Hey, good morning, Ethan.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Ethan.
Okay, I'm an attorney. I work in Boston, and I do mostly trusts in the States and that kind of thing. I live out here with my wife, Deborah, and my two sons, Cole and Micah.
Those are cool names. Cole and Micah. Yeah, I guess they're not making any more Bobs and, right? Ron's.
Yeah, right.
Not anymore. Well, that's great. Okay, so you know how Super Smart works, Ethan. We're going to give a shot at $1,000. And be quick, because we don't want to run out of time like we did the other day, all right? So if you're not sure, say pass, and we'll circle back and see if you can get it the next time, okay? Ethan from West Roxbury, ready to go?
Ready.
Let's do it.
What is 10 plus 10?
20.
What team did Julian Edelman play for?
The Patriots.
Who played Claire in The Breakfast Club?
Molly Ringwald.
What Arizona senator ran for president against Obama in 2008?
John McCain.
What was the name of Michael Jackson's album with hits Billie Jean and Beat It?
Thriller.
Harriet Tubman became the first African-American woman on a U.S. postage stamp. True or false?
True.
Who wielded a sword named Excalibur?
King Arthur.
In which state is Mount Hood located?
Washington.
Which Harry Potter character is part giant?
Hagrid.
What does the 00 indicate in 007?
Fast.
Oh, we ran out of time, but you were so good.
License to...
License to kill.
It's kill.
Or ill.
Yeah. Yeah. License to kill. 00. Listen, you got 8 right.
Yeah, Mount Hood is in Oregon.
Mm.
But they're all the same out there. I get it.
He was in the vicinity. You were in the
vicinity. You were pretty close.
Yeah.
Wow, 8 out of 10 with no hesitation.
Yeah.
That was impressive.
That's good stuff, Ethan. You got tripped up in Oregon, and the 00 thing, 007.
Yeah.
So that's it. But still, solid score, 8 out of 10.
Well done.
Yeah. Not too bad. I'm sure
Cole, top of the class.
Yeah, Cole and Micah are really proud of you.
Yep.
I'm sure Deborah is too.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she'd really like it if you emptied the dishwasher.
Think you're super smart? We'll pay you $1,000 if you can prove it. Sign up for Super Smart 60 seconds at WROR.com. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more with Bob and LBF in the morning.
Morning court is in session. Let's say good morning to the soon-to-be newlywed, Kristen. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
How about that? Congratulations. Love is in the air.
Oh, yeah. Is that what it is?
Well, or pollen. I don't know. Kristen, what brings you to court today, seriously?
I'm getting married in 6 months.
Right.
Great.
So, I think I'm really excited. And there's this one thing that's bothering me.
Okay.
All right. See if we can help.
My fiance we'll have to take a family moon.
Sorry, what's that?
Okay, it's a honeymoon.
Right.
But with our family.
Just what it says. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, like
specifically with his parents.
Oh, his parents. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, whose idea is your fiance's idea?
My fiance's parents offered to pay for our honeymoon, and I was like, awesome. You know, because that's the dream, right? Not to pay for it.
Yes.
It is.
But there was a catch that I didn't see coming, and that was that they wanted to come with us.
Okay.
Hence the family moon.
Yes.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm sorry, you want to do what?
Right. Yeah, it is weird. I mean, I've never heard of a family moon.
But here's the thing. I was like, it kind of can't get worse than this, right? But then my parents found out, and then they said they wanted to come too.
Oh, they don't want to be left out.
They don't.
Wow.
I said,
okay.
The thing is, that they said they would pitch in for the honeymoon too.
You get a freebie
on one hand,
here, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it also means that I have the most crowded honeymoon suite known to man.
Yeah.
It's a party. Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming you have your own rooms,
yeah, right?
As far as that goes. Right?
Well, they're not staying in our room.
Okay, good.
They're on the same floor,
of
but
course.
It's still like,
yeah.
They're out there taking excursions, and it's like, everywhere we go, it's a party of six.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Wow.
It's a bit much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little weird.
So has this been booked yet? I mean, is this thing happening? So why are you calling Morning Court? How can we help?
It hasn't been booked yet.
Okay.
But we do have a deadline, and that's this week. So I'm just wondering, like, do I tell my fiance that I want to go alone? Or, I don't know, do you guys think I'm being selfish?
Wow. I don't, you know.
It's a lot, but it's also free.
Yeah, that's something to think about.
So that's something to think about. So
it would be a free vacation.
And, you know, you'd get honeymoon. To know your in-laws better.
I just don't want a family vacation. I want a relaxing honeymoon with my husband. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like they're all in on this. And yeah. Wouldn't it be great? Parents get to know each other and you don't pay for it. Well, look, Kristen, I've never heard of it, but maybe our audience is more familiar with it. So why don't you stay tuned? We'll get the phones ringing for you, see whether or not it's something you should consider, or is it, like you said, too weird, okay?
All right.
All right. 888-410-1057. Kristen, stay tuned, and you'll hear all kinds of calls this morning. Hopefully they'll help you out, okay?
All right. Thank you.
But apparently it is a thing.
Yeah.
Where the whole family gets together, so they all get to know each other, in-laws, outlaws, everybody.
Yep.
And she's not thrilled about it, but it is free. It's free,
and
so there is
free,
that.
It's for me.
I'll take three. Okay. Emily, good morning. What's your take today?
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hey.
My take is to say no, because a gift isn't really a gift if it has strings attached to it, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so, it sets a really weird precedent for every other big event in their lives.
Right.
Yeah, they're like, hey, we're here.
Yeah, we bought a crib for the baby, but we have to be in the delivery room, you know?
Oh,
like,
right.
That's so weird.
Emily.
Quid pro quo.
Emily, are you married yet?
I was married, but no.
Okay.
Not anymore.
Did your parents go on your honeymoon?
Oh, absolutely not.
You would have nixed that.
Mine did. That's a different
story.
Oh,
my God. I've had them my whole life. They don't need to go on my honeymoon.
Right.
I like how you think.
Hey, Emily, I'm going to do a call back here real quick with you because you're single again.
Okay.
Right? I assume single?
Yep.
Okay. Earlier,
I am, yes.
Okay. We were talking about where to meet your next guy, and the hot place is the Home Depot. Just saying, if you're interested.
You know, my sister actually works at Lowe's, and yeah. She said that she thinks that's a really good idea.
That
you see it a lot.
Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just make sure you go for the guy who's not in lighting and knows exactly what he's doing, not the one that's looking around and being like, I don't know what I'm doing.
No.
Go for the guy with the dirty jeans.
Yeah, she said to go for the guy that looks like he's wearing construction clothes, because that's the guy that actually knows how to fix
things. That's exactly it.
And
follow him around like a puppy.
No flip-flops, right?
No.
Absolutely not. No flip-flops.
Okay.
No mandals.
All right.
Good luck this weekend.
No mandals. Did you hear that?
No mandals.
No mandals.
No shoes.
Okay. No, she said no.
All
man,
right, bye
whatever.
Guys.
Emily, yeah, bye.
Mandals
sorry.
Are man sandals.
I didn't. Well, that's what I thought. She yeah. said don't wear those.
Yeah, no, right? That's enough.
Right, Emily?
It's like a merce, but mandals.
Exactly, okay. A merce yeah. is a male purse. I'm going to help you. It's like the electric company. Merce.
Okay, right? Bye. Bye, Emily. Bye. Thanks for helping out anyway. Pete, save the bit, Pete. Will you save us here?
Save us, please.
Yeah, what do you think, Pete?
This is such a huge no. You know, what she should do is sit down with her in-laws and her parents and have them take out their honeymoon photos and say, where are your parents in these photos?
All good ones.
That's a good little thing.
And then the other part is she's six months away. The reason you have a honeymoon is because you're exhausted leading up to a day. She still hasn't done hors d'oeuvres. Flowers. There's so many discussions and arguments to come that if you think at the end it's going to be bliss with your in-laws and your parents, just no. And I'm shocked that the parents' friends haven't talked them out of this yet.
They have no friends.
You know what?
That's why they're going on vacation with their daughter and future son-in-law.
Hi, Pete. Look, you couldn't be more clear.
Yeah, very clear.
You couldn't
Sit
be more
down.
Clear,
Where
Pete.
Are your parents?
I like that.
I like it.
Yeah. Thanks, Pete. You know, your team, Kristen, and I'm sure she appreciates that. Yes, good morning. We talked to Kristen. She's newly wedded. She's learned that her honeymoon is going to be a family affair with her family and his family, the in-laws, everybody in the bus, because we're all going away together. And Kristen doesn't like it. She doesn't want to do it that way, but her... husband thinks that's going to be fine. Well, all the families can get to know each other. Plus, it's free. Free.
Free is nice.
Free's nice.
I
so
love free.
For her, it's like, you
There's
know,
a price.
I, you know, it's free, but yeah, strings are attached, literally. Mm-hmm. So let's see if you guys can maybe make Kristen feel better about it or, you know, let her know what she can do about it. So we're going to start with you. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I actually think that the in-laws should go.
Huh? Okay, why is that?
Well, I just think about right now, like if you kind of look what's happening for like a close family units, give them an opportunity to go have some fun, but you don't have to spend every moment with them, right?
Yeah.
You can kind of do your own thing. They can have a nice vacation. It sets kind of the dynamics of the two family, hopefully in the right direction.
Now, what's your first name?
Mark.
Well, Mark, I mean, the only reason I would do that for her, let's be honest, is it's free. That's the strings. It's a free vacation for her. There's that, LBF.
It's free, but at the same token, like you get both parents of both sides want to go, have them go enjoy their vacation separately. Maybe once during the trip they get a dinner together. But like you're setting the stage for two families to kind of be close for, you know, a long time together.
That's
the vision.
Ideally, yes.
That's the upshot.
Yeah. There's a positive.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Mark. You have a good common sense. Right, I appreciate that. ROR, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. It's Bob and LBF. Good morning.
So I just want to say that I think it's weird. My sister did it with her first marriage.
Uh-huh.
She invited everybody to her honeymoon. And I was only 17 years old at that time. And even then, I knew it was a bad idea. I didn't go.
Oh, you didn't go?
And I didn't go. And
wow.
It's been 20 years since then.
Mm-hmm.
And she still talks about it. She's divorced since then.
Oh, jeez.
But she still talks about it. I never had a real honeymoon. That was a terrible idea. And it was her idea.
See?
Okay.
I never
had
a real honeymoon.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
proof.
Just
proof is in the
someone's
pudding.
Done it.
Yeah,
I love this call because it's like,
you know,
you can talk about how great it's going to be.
But let's be honest.
Yeah,
come on.
No, it was a bad idea. She said they were fighting while they were there.
Oh, my God.
Like I said, I didn't go. I was like, this
you're
is
the
weird,
only smart
Trisha.
One in that family.
She's like, no, peace out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just stay home alone. Yeah. What were you doing?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I was in college at the time.
Right.
Yeah, you'd rather be in college.
I was graduated young, yeah.
Are you married now?
I am. I have been with my husband for 20 years.
Well, look at that.
Look at that. Did you go on a honeymoon solo?
I bet you did.
We actually didn't have a honeymoon. We were too busy.
Oh, well, you have to.
We're finally having a trip this year for our 20-year anniversary.
Wow. That's awesome.
Where are you going quickly? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
we're going to the Azores.
Ooh, have so much fun. They're beautiful.
Look at that.
Thank you.
You know what? And LBF is gonna buy you dinner on your 20th. I think that's a great idea.
Okay, no problem. Yeah. I'll send you a check to the Azores.
Sounds good.
Be looking for it, okay? All right. Have a great day.
Have a great one.
Okay, bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you, Shannon. All kidding aside, she saw it, she lived it, and she didn't love it. So just something for Kristen to keep in mind. That it all looks good on paper.
Yeah.
But boy, oh boy.
There's always a price.
It is. Wish you luck with that.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.